This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hello, I'm calling about the studio apartment for rent. You said no pets, but my two Great Danes wear diapers. Would that be okay?
And there it is. Mr. Rockford, thank you. James Garner. God, I wish I could have interviewed him. Spoke to his manager, and he was already feeling quite poorly, so that was out. Hey, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest is the waterman, Floyd Wicks. He's been on a couple of times, 50-year career dealing with water, and he's involved in the Vandenberg Space Force Water Supply Project that's being supplied by desal buoys floating in an ocean near you. So we'll have him on in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update. And year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. Went back to 2009, took out Montecito and Hope Ranch, and only Montecito and Hope Ranch. And here we are, the ninth week of the year, had the first sales under $1 million. It took 9 weeks, and we had two sales under $1 million. Another one was priced at $999, but it sold over $1 million. There's a sale on Harold Avenue for $1,743,136.25. I remember talking to an escrow officer, and sometimes when there's a credit and various estimates, they just add it up and they subtract it, and that's the selling price. Kind of bizarre, but it happens. Hey, last week I mentioned that my clients are selling a baby grand piano. It's by Kohler and Campbell, which has been around since the late 1800s, and it's pristine condition, and it's $5,000. So if you want a baby grand piano, call me after the program. Call or text 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. So let's take a look at some year-to-date stats. Why not? It's for the week ending March 1st, 2024, ninth week of the year. Single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service. 101, a silly millimeter longer. 101 sales for the first 9 weeks of the year in 2024. Last year at this time, 95. Well, better higher than lower, but these 2 years are just historic lows. You got to go back to 2018 for 138 sales for the first 9 weeks of the year. The debris flow, Thomas Fire didn't help. But otherwise, you're in the 150s, 160s for the most part. The unicorn year 2021 was 209, but you can't even count that. That was off the charts. 2022 was 169, which is also pretty high. And going back to the first 9 weeks to 2015, it was the second highest. And then last year, 95. This year, 101 sales, first nine weeks of the year. Medium price, $2,306,000 for the first 9 weeks of the year. 2023 was $2,250,000, and 2023 ended up at $2,223,000 and change. So I don't think we'll sustain $2,306,000. At one time, a few weeks ago, it was over $2,400,000. In 2022, it was $2,400,000. That's interesting. For the first 9 weeks of the year, 2022 ended up at $2,212,000. And then you go back and, it's $1,009,000, $1,004,000, $1,004,000, $1,004,000, $1,002,000, $1,003,000. Isn't that interesting? 2015, it was $1,006,000. That's a big jump. 2015 finished the year at $1,132,000, so that's a hell of a start. But it's 9 weeks. What about Montecito and Hope Ranch only? 26 sales for the first 9 weeks of the year in Montecito and Hope Ranch. Median price of $5,550,000. Just Montecito and Hope Ranch. Last year, first 9 weeks, it was only 20 sales. at $5,437,000. So a bump. But historically, you got to go back to 2019, and we had 26 sales in Hope Ranch and Montecito for the first 9 weeks of the year. Same as today. 2018, it was 27 sales in Hope Ranch and Montecito for the first 9 weeks of the year. But in 2018, the median price for Montecito and Hope Ranch was $3 million. And then the last 3 years, it's over $5 million, Montecito, Hope Ranch, for the first 9 weeks of the year. What about without Montecito and Hope Ranch, you ask? 75 sales for the first 9 weeks of the year. Last year at this time, 75 sales. Historic lows again, because you got to go into the, you know, usually in the 120s for the first 9 weeks of the year. So 75 and 75, very low. But you know, what I see is, and not even doing any stats, you talk to any real estate agent who's full-time and looks at the hot sheet several times a day, things are selling quickly. Days on market, they're selling, and you know, some not for asking, some at asking, some over. But there's just not any much of an inventory, and not so very few sales. So without Montecito and Hope Ranch, 75 sales for the first 9 weeks of the year, median price $2,025,000. That's without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Last year it was $1,006,000 without Montecito and Hope Ranch for the first 9 weeks. Same 75 sales, same number. And then going back, it was $1,009,000, $1,005,000, and $1,002,000 going back from 2022. 2019. So the prices keep marching along as the spoof I wrote on the caissons keep rolling along. I wrote something called The Prices Keep Marching Along. And that's the story. Well, I don't have time to do this quickly. Active and pending. I did this on the eighth week of the year for the week ending February 23rd, 2024. The median price for active and pending, that's, you know, what's in escrow. I don't know why I picked that a long time ago. Really, I focus usually on what's active, because, you know, what you can choose from, it, you know, might be a little more relevant, and that's always higher. This week it was $4,350,000. And last year it was $4,550,000. That's what's on the market. But here I looked at everything, and active and pending, I should say, what's in escrow and what's active. And $3,075,000 was the median. Last year was almost 3.5. Year before, 3.4. 2021, $3 million. So that's what's active and in escrow. That's the median price. And then before that, it was $2.5 million, and then $2 million in 2019. And then basically around $2 million, or the high ones. A little blip in 2014, it was $2.3 million. Basically, it goes up, but it dropped a little bit. It dropped in the doldrum years, 2010, 11, and 12. What dropped? The median price of what's active and pending. What's in there? Okay, good. I did that. Glad I checked that off my list. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with my guest, Floyd Wicks, who's going to tell you everything you needed to know about water.